Thanks for listening to Run Radio. This is the PMF show, physical, mental fitness. My name's Trina Wilcox, and today I'm joined by Amity Farr of Simple Fly Life, doing a little physical, mental fitness this week. And we're talking about ways to kind of check in with ourselves. We've talked about checking in with our friends, our family to see how they're doing. But sometimes we need to be the ones that actually check on ourselves. Amity Farr with Simple Fly Life, do you have any suggestions or recommendations on doing just that, checking in on yourself, things you can do, a list you can make, or anything of that sort?
Sure, Trina. I can talk about three that I personally do from time to time. The first one is what my mom calls the reality check. She was the one that really started me on this path of doing this occasionally, but when you're feeling anxiety and you're feeling like things are just so out of control, so beyond you, and you're stressed, try to bring yourself back to the moment and have a reality check. And you can think of things like, am I fed? Am I clothed? Am I under shelter? And realize that there is no imminent threat. Probably no one at that time that you are thinking of it is chasing you. So if you can realize through your reality check that at a basic level, you're okay, you may feel a lot better. The second one is what I call the litmus test. And this is when you talk to a trusted loved one and you ask them, do I seem okay to you? I do this with my husband when I'm just not sure if I'm processing things correctly. And so he is able to give me advice on, you know, what he's seeing and what I should be thinking of. And maybe I'm overthinking it. So it's very comforting to ask someone, how do you think I'm doing? And the more time they spend with you or the closer you are in communication to them, the better. And always, always pick someone who will shoot you straight. The third one is what I call name it and claim it. Periodically, I have made lists of all the things that are wrong in my life, everything that elicits fear or angst. And sometimes it's a long list. I think I've had up to 27 things wrong at one time. Sometimes it's a shorter list, but it's good to me to see it on paper, and it loses some of its power when I can articulate it, because I think being able to name something is a sort of mastery over it. Knowing what all is wrong and keeping the list has always been a good thing, because time is used by God to be such a great healer and resolver of issues. And what I find is most of the things on my lists resolve themselves within a few months of writing them down. So those are my three things.
Those are excellent. Now, sometimes when we get to the point where we've done all of those things and things still just don't seem well within our souls, with ourselves, we know something's not right. What should we do? Where do we turn?
That's a great question, Trina. So if you are not okay, get help. The worst thing you can do is isolate or withdraw. Make sure you have people in your life worthy of helping you, and always seek professional help if needed. You know, if you had a sore throat and fever, you would go to a doctor, and mental health is no different. When you are sick, get help. If you are ill, you can get better. And I think that's very important to remember.
Good tips. Thanks for sharing. Appreciate your time, Amity.
Thank you, Trina.
For more information, resources, and numbers, head over to mentalhealth.gov. Thanks for listening to the PMF show, Physical Mental Fitness. You can listen anytime at runradio.net.